At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはトップ20カウントダウンです。 You're listening to Japan Top 10 The number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to a top 20 countdown on Japan Top
10. Hi everyone, welcome back to Japan Top 10. I'm Vicky.
And I'm Kusei.
Today we have a very special episode of Japan Top 10. A special Top 20 countdown.
Indeed, and it is on a very interesting genre, J-Euro songs. So you might be wondering what that is, and I think the best way to explain would be to just start with the songs.
Exactly. So for folks who are going, well, what do you mean? Well, we will explain a lot of these songs are from Japan and some are covers of European dance songs. Some have influences, but it's really a very special genre of J-pop, mostly in the like mid to late 90s to early 2000s with a few outliers. But we have a little announcement. We are currently looking for various staff members to volunteer and join our podcast. If you are interested in audio editing, hosting, or content production, please have a look on our website at jtop10.jp/join for the full details on how to apply. If you love Japanese music culture, then this really will be a great opportunity for you. Plus, you can join Kusei and I geeking out. Please join us.
Yes! Do it!
Yes!
Up next we have Get My Love by Max.
Number 10.
You just listened to Get My Love by Max. Initially, the members of Max were part of a 20-person group called Super Monkeys. The members were chosen to be part of a one-time spin-off group, but they decided to continue even after the one-off performance.
Interesting how we have them. Interesting. The song Get My Love is Max's fifth single, released in 1996. It was their first single after the group stepped away from Super Monkeys and began pursuing Max full-time. The song is a cover of the Eurobeat version of the band Dolly Pop's song, Take My Gum, and it reached number 4 on the Oricon charts. So, have you ever heard the original Europop song?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, the original one, Dolly Pop or Andrea Delfino, actually released this song, released and produced it in 1994. And then boom, 2 years later, a Japanese version.
Nice.
Moving on now to number 9, we have Max with Cat's Eye.
Number 9.
You just listened to Cat's Eye by Max. Cat's Eye is Max's 32nd single, released in 2010. It was their first single in nearly a year and marked their first release in celebration of their 15th anniversary. The song is a cover of singer-songwriter Henri's song Cat's Eye, which was the theme song of the anime of the same name.
Well, Henri's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Cat's Eye was included in Max's first cover album, also released in 2010, which was filled with songs from the 70s, 80s, and 90s that were arranged into Eurobeat styles and featured a solo cover sung by each individual member.
I had never heard of the cover album before. Have you heard of their cover album?
Now we know.
Yes, an educational podcast.
Exactly.
Yes, indeed.
Before we get to our next song, we have yet another announcement to make. Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. Up next, we have Rage Your Dream by Move, Michiko Neya, and Kazuki Yao.
Number 8.
Bye.
You just listened to Rage Your Dream. Rage Your Dream is Moo's fourth single and was used several times throughout the initial D anime, including an insert song and the ending theme for the final episode of Initial D Final Stage in 2014. This is one of the band's most popular songs and their second most viewed song on YouTube.
Like many of the songs in Initial D, the version we listen to is a cover done by the voice actors and character. This version of Rage Your Dream was performed by Michiko Neya as her character Mako Sato and Kazuki Yao as his character Koichiru Iketani.
I just want to appreciate covers done by the voice actors of animes for a second. I think it's pretty neat.
Yes. And like it really like brings out like, I guess it represents how a character could have sounded singing this song instead of like actual artists. So I really appreciate like how much the voice actors really try to embody, you know, their character when singing.
Yeah, for sure. Love to see it.
And now, moving on to number 7, we have Yoro ni wa gurete, Where Were You Last Night by Wink.
Number 7.
We'll be right back.
And that was Where Were You Last Night by Wink. Wink was a duo consisting of Sachiko Suzuki and Shoko Aida, active from 1988 to 1996. They were chosen for the duo after competing in the same beauty contest and placing in the top 10. Although they had only intended to try it out, Wink ended up being a popular duo, with many of their songs topping the Oricon charts.
Their song Yori ni wa Gurete, Where Were You Last Night, was released in 1990 and is a cover song of Where Were You Last Night, released in 1989 by Swedish singer Anki Becker. The song peaked at number 2 on the Oricon charts and remained in the top 100 for 15 consecutive weeks.
A Swedish influence! Finally, we have mentioned Sweden!
Whoa, Sweden mentioned!
Yeah, Sweden mentioned. And I guess this song has so much Swedish influence, but what's not often mentioned in J-pop is how much Swedish influence there is. It's more prevalent in K-pop, where you have more producers and songwriters who are from Sweden. But one of Sweden's biggest exports to the rest of the world is music, including this song. So this is my time to feel patriotic. Okay, finally. I finally feel patriotic.
Nice. Yeah, I love Swedish music. And by that, I mean ABBA.
Yes. And also, like, I'm not sure, do you know Max Martin?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yes, so many songs that J-pop idols like cover are by Max Martin. And I'm just like, we should, you know, maybe new episode, Max Martin songs in J-pop. But a just solid Swedish dance influence combining disco from the 70s, like ABBA, into the, you know, the early 90s. So well appreciated.
Thank you, Sweden.
Tack Sverige. There we go. There's our Swedish lesson of the day. I will no longer speak Swedish, but there we go.
Nice.
So we have one more announcement before we move on to our next song. Please join our Patreon Donors Club. If you want to hear up to double the amount of songs on this episode, join our Patreon Donors Club, starting at only $1 a month. For details, see our website at jtop10.jp/club.
Our next song is Maybe Tonight by Norma Sheffield, Michiko Nea, and Yumi Kazaku.
Number 6.
Oh,
you just listened to Maybe Tonight, which was initially released by Norma Sheffield in 1997 before being released as part of the album Super Eurobeat Volume 85 in 1998. Although Norma Sheffield is a prominent name in Eurobeat, she's not a single person but rather a project created by the label ABC.
Two people are actually behind Norma Sheffield. Chiara De Pieri, who is her voice and performs all of her songs, and Francesca Coltini, a composer who is the face of Norma. The version of Maybe Tonight we listen to is a cover recorded for the anime Initial D. Shout out again to Initial D for having awesome music. The song is sung by Michiko Neya and Yumi Kakazu in character as Mako Sato and Sayuki.
Awesome. Yet another song that was sung by the character's voice actors.
Hey, shout out!
Well, before we get to our next song, we have another announcement to make. Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director by sending them an email at haleyg@jtop10.jp, along with the song you'd like us to feature on the podcast.
Now, for number 5, we have Around the World by Move, Shin, Ichiro, Miki, and Ayako Kawasumi.
Number 5.
Now we got so let's get move!
Let's move! まれたばかりの旅人、慣れない足取りもまた愛嬌、決めるとこだけバシッと。 So many people in this world、 時に抽象とかもないわけじゃないけど、つまんないとこはワープしてこう、寿司だけはどうし生きてる雑草グロー。
KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
That was Around the World by MOVE, Shin Ichiro Miki, and Ayako Kawasumi. Around the World is a song originally released in 1998 by MOVE as their second single. It was the band's first collaboration with the anime Initial D, marking the beginning of their involvement in the anime's opening songs.
This version of the song is sung by Shin Ichiro Miki and Ayako Kawasumi, who voiced Takumi Fujiwara and Natsuki Mogi, the main characters of the anime.
And it's an awesome, awesome song. I approve.
Sure is. I love the guitar in this song.
Oh, likewise. It gets Initial D's, you know, vibe. The song matches the vibe.
For sure. Man, I always appreciate good guitar, especially in songs like these. I don't know, it just gets me moving.
Likewise.
Well, up next we have Music for the People by V6.
Number 4. We'll be right back.
You just listened to Music for the People by We6. Music for the People is We6's debut single and was used as a song for the 1995 Volleyball World Cup. This song is one of four made by We6 that were covers of the Eurobeat songs with the same titles, composed by Italian producers. Thank you, Italy. Grazie.
Yay, Italian disco. Yay! Music for the People is V6's second best-selling single after Ai Na Nda. After the original single was released, the versions that were released on V6's albums were remixes, making the original version rare to find. So, Kuze, do you want to guess where the V6 members are from?
Where are they from?
So, all but one are basically from Kanto. So, basically, the first half of the group, which we will explain, is from Tokyo and Kanagawa. And then the other half is from Saitama and Kanagawa, with one outlier from Osaka.
Do you think that's something that is heard in, like, their music? The Kanto dialect, or the, just the influence of their region? Or am I stretching here?
You're right on the influence. It's more like the vibe. So we'll like explain about it. But basically, V6 was split half and half, and we will explain that later on. And the first half of the group, the older half of the group, is the all Kanto guys. And they embody the Kanto energy. Versus the other half of the group, Saitama, Kanagawa, and Osaka, they're more like youthful, laid back. So I guess that's the difference between them.
I see. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. All right.
Yes. And moving to number three, we have Ai Na Nda by V6.
Number three.
Let's go.
And that was V6 with Ainada. Ainada, or It's Love, is V6's fifth single, released in 1997. This was their first single without a collaboration, but despite that, it reached number one on the Oricon Singles Chart during its week of release, marking their fourth consecutive number one.
This song has the highest initial and cumulative sales of all of V6's singles. The song was written by Koji Tamaki, vocalist of the band Anzan Chitai, who approached V6 member Yoshihiko Inohara about writing a song for him while they were filming a TV show together.
This was an interesting song. I'm not sure how you felt about it.
Yeah, it's more... kind of gives off boy band vibes in a way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm being delusional here, but it's still pretty fun, you know? Ainanda, it's love, you know, chill vibes.
Yeah, chill, but okay, I'm not sure if this gets you, but here's going to be my conspiracy take of the day. A lot of the Johnny's groups, a lot of the aspects of their songs sound similar, and this just kind of felt like a paper cutter or like cookie cutter Johnny song to me.
Well, yeah, I can't say no to that. It is indeed a style.
Yep.
Up next, we have Take Me Higher. Yes, the band. Is it V6? It indeed is.
Yay!
Number 2.
Take me higher. 道を切り開いて は届くきっと僕らの声が世界を変えてゆける時代を超えて
You just listened to Take Me Higher by V6. V6 was a six-member Japanese boy band that was split into two groups. The oldest three were part of the 20th Century group, and the youngest three was part of the Coming Century group. They officially disbanded in 2021 on the 26th anniversary of their debut.
They debuted in 1995, and in 1996, they performed Take Me Higher, the opening theme for Ultraman Taiga, in which band member Hiroshi Nagano starred. To this day, this song is their sixth best-selling single. And I'm just like, I'm not sure, like, Kuze, what do you feel about the vibes about V6?
Well, I'm not really sure how to word it, but there indeed is a specific vibe, I should say. I enjoyed the song a lot. I don't know, it just feels like... It really feels like a classic Ultraman anime opening, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm not sure, fun fact, this is actually a fun fact. The 20th Century group is like commonly called like Tonisen in Japanese, like that's their nickname. And the Coming Century, the like younger, you know, guys, their nickname is Kamisen.
Oh,
yeah, that's the fun fact. And I guess you think maybe the younger group Kamisen would keep working after disbanding, but actually the 20th Century group has continued to work together to this day.
I just realized that I said Ultraman anime. That's not what I meant. I meant Ultraman show. Don't sue me. Thank you. Not an anime.
No worry. But how do you feel about like splitting the group into two parts?
Well, it is indeed an interesting choice, but, you know, if it works for them, it works for them. I guess it's a matter of, like, song style as well.
Yeah, that's kind of, like, an interesting take on, like, song style. And I guess, like, also, like, kind of, like, their disbandment was a bit messy as well in 2021. And a lot of, like, the members, like, wives have taken over, like, certain responsibilities. But I'd say, like, the 20th Century part of the group has been like the one that's been consistent, but all the members of V6 have been active and remain active in the entertainment industry.
Nice.
Yeah. So now moving on to our number one song, we have Gamble Rumble. And Kuze, do you know who Gamble Rumble is by?
Who might it be?
Definitely not V6. Who's your next take?
Could it be Move?
Yes, that is correct. So you will listen to Gamble Rumble by Move.
Number one.
Back on.
That was Move with their single Gamble Rumble. Gamble Rumble was released in 2001 as Move's 10th single. It reached number 7 on the weekly Oricon charts, was included on all their best albums, and has been covered by several other artists.
The song is one of the fastest out of all of Move's songs at 152 beats per minute, which made it perfect to be used as the opening theme for the movie. Guess the anime.
Oh, I guess... Initial D.
No way, how'd you guess that? It was used as the opening theme for the movie Initial D, Third Stage. In 2019, it was selected as the best movie theme song from 2000 to 2009 in Sony's Heisei Anime Song Awards.
Interesting. Fun. But do you know what Japan's like Red Cross says not to do to this song?
Oh, what does it say?
Don't do CPR because 152 beats per minute is a little too fast.
Yeah, that checks out.
Yeah, please do not do CPR to this song.
It is not Staying Alive, which is a song that you can do CPR to, apparently. Don't quote me on that. Not medical advice.
Oh, no, you are right. But this song will keep you staying alive. You know, Initial D really helped us throughout this episode.
You can't really have a life without Initial D. You need it. And if you haven't seen it, go watch it. All of it. Everything.
True. I approve of this message.
Well, it has indeed been an episode, but fear not, for it is not the end. Our All About Me episodes will continue by featuring our seasoned content producer, Haley. She will bring you some of her favorite songs and moments from being part of the podcast in a week from now. I'm really excited for this episode. You should also go and definitely check it out. And, well, thank you for listening to our Top 20 Special Countdown, Best of J Euro Songs.
Thank you so much for joining us, and stay tuned for next week.
For sure. We will see you in future episodes then. Bye.
Mata ne. See you soon. Japan Top 10.
Hey there, music lovers. Did you know that getting licensed to share music online is not just the right thing to do? It's also super important for supporting creators and the music industry. That's why we're proud to be licensed by SOCAN, a copyright collective that grants licenses for online music broadcasts in Canada. By getting licensed through SOCAN, you ensure that every beat, every note, and every melody that you play is compliant and fair to the creators. Join us in supporting the music community. Visit SOCAN's website at www.socan.com and get your web radio, podcast, or any other use of online music licensed today. Let's stream beautiful music together, legally and ethically. SOCAN. Music. People. Connected.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.